From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Islamic State forces flee a government complex in Ramadi. Iraqi military officials say the exit came as Iraqi forces surrounded the last major IS stronghold in the city. Recapturing the complex would once again give the army control of Ramadi, which is the capital of Anbar province. The neighborhood surrounding the complex is dotted with landmines. Monitors and security sources say a UN-brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near the Syrian capital has been delayed. The delay follows Friday's killings of anti-government rebel leader Zahan Alush. Alush was expected to guarantee safe passage to the jihadists. Details of Alush's death remain unclear. Some reports say the military forces of President Bashar al-Assad had killed him in an airstrike. Other reports blame Russian airstrikes. Afghanistan and Pakistan have pledged to jointly work for an early resumption of peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. They agreed to deal sternly with insurgent groups who refuse to stop committing acts of violence. That pledge came Sunday during talks in Kabul between visiting Pakistani military chief General Rahil Sharif and Afghan leaders. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for an attack in northeastern Kenya Sunday that killed at least two police officers. A statement on a pro-Shabaab website said fighters from the group ambushed a Kenyan military convoy as it left the town of El Wak, bound for Mandera. The Kenyan Red Cross said two police officers were killed, two others injured in the attack. This is VOA News. The head of one of China's largest telecommunications companies is under investigation on suspicion of corruption. A posting on the website of the ruling party's Central Commission for Discipline Inspection said Chang Ziobing, the chairman of China Telecom, was being investigated for what was called severely disciplinary violations. No details were given on the specifics of the suspected infractions. Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni hopes to jumpstart peace negotiations Monday between the government of Burundi and opposition groups in Kampala. Backed by the East African Community and the United Nations Security Council, the peace talks are aimed at restoring peace and security in Burundi following months of violence in the capital Bujumbura and other parts of the country. It is not clear if participants will discuss a proposal from the African Union and Security Council to deploy up to 5,000 peacekeepers in Burundi to help protect civilians. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Sunday that it is up to Muslims to improve the world's opinion of Islam. During a speech at the opening ceremony of the International Islamic Unity Conference in Tehran, President Rouhani said Muslims must remove Islam's negative image from today's cyber and real space. Rouhani criticized Muslims for being silent in the face of all the killings and bloodshed in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen. Israeli forces shot and killed two Palestinians who stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier in the West Bank. The military said the attacker stabbed the soldier at a gas station near the Hawara crossing near the city of Nablus. Israeli officials say the soldier was moderately wounded. Earlier Sunday, a Palestinian stabbed and injured a soldier near Jerusalem's main bus station. A security guard apprehended the attacker, who was taken into police custody. Afghan officials say a militia controlled by a prominent lawmaker had beheaded four Islamic State militants in the eastern province of Nangarhar. The militia members, loyal to Zahir Qadir, Deputy Speaker of Parliament, have been fighting with IS-affiliated gunmen in the region for weeks. The United States is battling unusual weather. Several tornadoes struck the southern state of Texas on Saturday, leaving at least seven people dead and destroying houses in the Dallas area. The Weather Channel said the severe weather is a result of Winter Storm Goliath, which is emerging from the western U.S. and interacting with a record warm temperatures across the southern U.S. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.